have returned to the shore. Silver coastline, white with waves. The heather green on the moor. For I have left a life behind. I lived as a gambling man. Searching for that wild high card to play a winning game. I wandered into a smuggler's saloon, shadows dancing on the wall. At a table green we played our cards. We drank from glasses tall. Next to me a woman wept, her eyes watching fortune and fame. As I played my last high card, but I could not leave the game. She said, if you permit me, sir, I'll stake you to another round. What you've lost in this game, sir, in another baby found. The dealer smiled a crooked smile and said, show me one honest man. It ain't the card you hold. It's how you play your
So any requests you might have, I'd be glad to take them.
Crystal Bridge! Oh, the devil!
California. I'll tell you what, I want to do a song that I had the great honor of writing with the father of bluegrass music. And of course you know who that is. His name is right? Just keeping you up on your cultural studies here. There was a time when the word bluegrass was unknown. I joined up as a bluegrass boy in about 1964, I guess, and moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and I had to join the union, so I had to go over to the union, and Bill Monroe went and stood with me in our coat and ties, and it was like, you know, he was like, sorry, that's me. Three Mexican Air Force are calling. We walked into the union, there was a picture of LBJ up on the wall there. And right next to the President Kennedy's picture, they didn't take down Kennedy's picture, they just put LBJ up there next to him. This country was a Democratic country at that time, I might say. And it was blue and lonesome too, even then. So, you know. We walked in, there's the flag and everything, and I had to stand up, put my heart in my hand, I had my heart, and George Cooper, the president of the union, and Bill, sorry, that was my fault, Bill stood beside me, and I was sworn in to the American Federation of Musicians in Nashville, Tennessee, Local 257, and I had to pledge that I was not now, had never been, nor would I ever in the future be a member of the Communist Party. I lied and said, you know. No, because, you know, things are really funny about that. Pinko. You never heard those words coming. Pinko. I had a second grade teacher, and suddenly she wasn't there. She was so cool. You know? We played maracas and tom-toms during class, and one day, we're sent home to watch the McCarthy hearings on TV. And my second grade teacher was not there when we got back. It was strange. So there it was in Nashville, Tennessee. We played the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night and jumped in that old bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown. And drove up Highway 31 north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. And we rode all night. And along about sunrise, the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. And we ended up stranded, broke down on the highway up by Horse Caves, Kentucky. I was standing outside the bus, shaking. You ever try and stop a flexible flyer with no brakes, no hydraulics? It'll test a man's nerve. I said to Bill, why do you want me to be a bus driver, Bill? I just want to play bluegrass guitar. He said, Pete, it might help you someday. Little did I know he was right. He said, man's got to be a hoss. It's got to be a wheel hoss. Watching the sunrise over the mountains of Kentucky, you could hear the ancient tones. And Bill walked over to me and he hadn't spoken in about 3 days. He just walked over to me and he said, Pete Rones. He always called me plural. Pete Rones, you listen good to this and don't ever forget.